"We got separated from our caravan," I said, "our circus caravan. The ringmaster told us to meet him at the gas station if we got lost, but he may have forgotten, or maybe he meant a different gas station. Anyway, we're lost. Is that food I smell?"
"Oh, my dears," the woman said, "you must come in, poor children. I am Auntie M. Go straight through to the back of the warehouse, please. There is a dining area."
We thanked her and went inside. Annabeth muttered to me, "Circus caravan? Always have a strategy, right? Your head is full of kelp." The warehouse was filled with more statues, people in all different poses, wearing all different outfits, and with different expressions on their faces. I was thinking you'd have to have a pretty huge garden to fit even one of these statues, because they were all life-size. But mostly, I was thinking about food. "Go ahead, call me an idiot for walking into a strange lady's shop like that just because I was hungry. But I do impulsive stuff sometimes. Plus, you've never smelled Auntie M's burgers. The aroma was like laughing gas in the dentist's chair. It made everything else go away." I barely noticed Grover's nervous whimpers, or the way the statue's eyes seemed to follow me, or the fact that Auntie M had locked the door behind us. All I cared about was finding the dining area, and sure enough, there it was at the back of the warehouse, a fast food counter with a grill, a soda fountain, a pretzel heater, and a nacho cheese dispenser, everything you could want, plus a few steel picnic tables out front.
"Please, sit down,"
Auntie M said.
"Awesome," I said.
Grover said reluctantly,
"we don't have any money, ma'am."
Before I could jab him in the ribs, Auntie M said,
"No, no, children, no money. This is a special case, yes? It is my treat for such nice orphans."
"Thank you, ma'am," Annabeth said. Auntie M stiffened as if Annabeth had done something wrong, but then the old woman relaxed just as quickly, so I figured it must have been my imagination.
"Quite all right, Annabeth," she said. "You have such beautiful gray eyes, child."
Only later did I wonder how she knew Annabeth's name, even though we had never introduced ourselves. Our hostess disappeared behind the snack counter and started cooking. Before we knew it, she'd brought us plastic trays heaped with double cheeseburgers, vanilla shakes, and extra, extra large servings of French fries. I was halfway through my burger before I remembered to breathe. Annabeth slurped her shake. Grover picked at the fries and eyed the tray's wax paper liner as if he might go for that, but he still looked too nervous to eat.
"What's that hissing noise?" he asked.
I listened, but didn't hear anything. Annabeth shook her head.
"Hissing?" Auntie M asked. "Perhaps you hear the deep fryer oil. You have keen ears, Grover."
"I take vitamins for my ears."
"That's admirable," she said. "But please, relax."
Auntie M ate nothing. She hadn't taken off her headdress, even a cook. And now she sat forward and interlaced her fingers and watched us eat. It was a little unsettling having someone stare at me when I couldn't see her face, but I was feeling satisfied after the burger and a little sleepy, and I figured the least I could do was try to make small talk with our hostess.
"So you sell gnomes," I said, trying to sound interested.
"Oh, yes," Auntie M said. "And animals and people, anything for the garden. Custom orders. Statuary is very popular, you know."
"A lot of business on this road?"
"Not so much, no, since the highway was built. Most cars, they do not go this way now. I must cherish every customer I get."
My neck tingled as if somebody else was looking at me.
I turned, but it was just a statue of a young girl holding an Easter basket. The detail was incredible, much better than you see in most garden statues. But something was wrong with her face. It looked as if she were startled or even terrified.
Ah, Aunt Diem said sadly. You notice some of my creations do not turn out well. They are marred. They do not sell. The face is the hardest to get right. Always the face.
You make these statues yourself? I asked.
Oh, yes. Once upon a time, I had two sisters to help me in the business, but they have passed on, and Auntie Em is alone. I have only my statues. This is why I make them. You see, they are my company.
The sadness in her voice sounded so deep and so real that I couldn't help feeling sorry for her. Annabeth had stopped eating. She sat forward and said,
Two sisters?
It's a terrible story, Aunt Em said. Not one for children, really. You see, Annabeth, a bad woman was jealous of me long ago, when I was young. I had a boyfriend, you know, and this bad woman was determined to break us apart. She caused a terrible accident. My sisters stayed by me. They shared my bad fortune as long as they could, but eventually they passed on. They faded away. I alone have survived, but at a price, such a price.
I wasn't sure what she meant, but I felt bad for her. My eyelids kept getting heavier, my full stomach making me sleepy. Poor old lady. Who would want to hurt somebody so nice?
Percy? Annabeth was shaking me to get my attention. Maybe we should go. I mean, the ringmaster will be waiting.
She sounded tense. I wasn't sure why. Grover was eating the waxed paper off the tray now, but if Auntie Em found that strange, she didn't say anything.
Such beautiful gray eyes, Auntie Em told Annabeth again. My, yes, it has been a long time since I've seen gray eyes like those.
She reached out as if to stroke Annabeth's cheek, but Annabeth stood up abruptly.
We really should go?
Yes, Grover swallowed his wax paper and stood up.
The ringmaster is waiting, right?
I didn't want to leave. I felt full and content. Auntie Em was so nice, I wanted to stay with her a while.
Please, dears, Auntie Em pleaded. I so rarely get to be with children. Before you go, won't you at least sit for a pose?